Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Executive of the year in 2000. He is the former general manager of the New Orleans Saints and the Miami Dolphins. Randy Mueller is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Randy, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. What's going on? Good to be with you.
Yeah, a lot going on. Draft 1 week from today here in downtown Cleveland. So put on your GM hat there, Randy. If you were a GM for a team right now, what's happening with GMs 1 week before the draft?
Well, I think for the most part, your evaluations are all in. Like we say, the hay's in the barn, right? You might be spending more time now on mock drafts and general strategy than anything else. I think you've, at some point, got to put the evaluations to bed in that you have conviction on these guys. You are solid with where they're at. Now let's put a plan together that allows us to get as many of these guys as we can. And I think that's what teams are doing now. You're starting to hear about a lot of calls being made, whether it's to go up or down, a lot of trades being considered. I don't think we'll see any deals done until teams are on the clock, but you've got to lay the groundwork for these things to happen. And I think you'll see GMs doing this right now. You may not hear about it or have them talk about it, but rest assured that's what they're doing.
I want to go back to something you just said. You talked about mock drafts. You know, we think of mock drafts, and it's these members of the media that put out their mock drafts, and every radio station in America does a mock draft. How does a team do a mock draft? What's that process like?
Well, I think it varies from team to team. I've always had them as part of our preparation. I invited everybody on our staff to collect them, and I don't really care whose they were, whether it's certain media people, whether it's fans. I just want to use them as exercises that once our board was set, that we could use this as a scrimmage, so to speak, or a run-through on. We'll know exactly who's going to be there when we run through all of these drafts so we can discuss where we are when it comes time for us to pick in these mock drafts. And I always use them as just that, prep time. They brought on discussions that you might not have had, some things you might not have thought about. I also have been with teams, and I think this is good too, where you assign a coach and or a scout to every team in the league, and you have them do research, have them do some, you know, reconnaissance, find some intel on what you think that team's going to do, and actually make an informed selection, and you go through the room and do that a couple times as well. So I think mock drafts are a big thing. I don't really care who has what going when. I just want to have discussed all of the different scenarios, and I find the more mock drafts we scrimmage, so to speak, it made us more prepared on draft day.
That's interesting. The Browns, Randy, they have a situation right now where they could do best player available. We also have some holes defensively, too, that you'd like to add some depth to, or maybe a guy that can play right away. How did you balance that? What is your approach? Best player available, or how do you look at it?
Well, I've always been a best player available guy, but I think you've got to add the caveat within reason. I think where the Browns pick at 26, they've kind of set their team up to give them options on draft day. They've done a really good job of building their team, especially in the last 6 months or so. They've filled some needs, right? And I always think free agency is what you use to prepare for the draft, and I always wanted to fill as many holes as we could so that we had all of our options open to us on draft day. And picking 26, I don't think it's a reach that if they have the conviction and are true to their draft board, that they'll get somebody at 26 that's rated in their top 12 or maybe 14 on their draft board. It would be hard for me to bypass that kind of value to fill a specific need. for example, to find the fifth corner on your board, and because you have a need, pick him at 26, where the best linebacker might be available or the second best linebacker might be available at 26. So I'm picking value, and I want it to be the best player I can find through our process that led us to have him ranked highest on the board.
And would that be the case even at a position where, like, you know, we have a lot of fans here, Randy, that are going to be angry if the Browns don't take a defensive player because they're bringing back their entire starting lineup on offense. But I look at it and I say, well, you know, the Browns have a starting guard who's going to be a free agent at the end of the year. They're already paying a lot of big money to the offensive linemen. They can't pay every offensive lineman. You've got two wide receivers that are both making $15 million. They can't keep doing that if they want to re-sign Baker and Denzel Ward and Nick Chubb. So, for me personally, if they take an offensive lineman or a wide receiver, even if that guy is less likely to be a factor this season, but they think that guy's the best player long-term, I've got no problem with that.
Yeah, I think you're probably reading Andrew Berry's mind, too. I guarantee you they have one eye on the future. You have to in this day and age. And I'm not talking about 4 or 5 years out. I'm talking about 1 or 2 years out.
Yeah.
That's long-term nowadays in our business. So, yes, I agree with that philosophy. I think they will do some of that. I also think there's an art form to setting up your board, too, to where you can kind of set the values, but yet be able to have your considerations all be in at positions of need for you, so it makes sense. And that's why I say best player available within reason, right? You've got to set it up. You can't set it up in a vacuum. You've got to be cognizant. What I fear is that teams setting up their draft in that they'll draft to fill out a depth chart. I think that's a mistake, especially when you get in the mid to late rounds. I don't understand how teams can draft to fill out a depth chart and bypass other really good players. And like you say, who might not be on the field when the season starts, but they might be on the field for the first game in 2022 as a starter.
Right.
Randy, how would you – like Nick Sirianni was grading competitiveness in Zoom calls with some of these draft prospects by playing rock, paper, scissors. You've heard of a million different, like, random scenarios and questions that people ask. Like were you, did you ever get into that, or is that something that, like, you just think is silly?
I'll be honest with you, and I know Nick well. We worked together in San Diego. He was our receiver coach. When I heard this the other day, I just kind of rolled my eyes. I laughed. I'm not smart enough to figure that out. Now, if we can play rock, paper, and scissors on a Zoom call and tell me who's the best competitor in the room, God bless you, but I'm not smart enough to figure that out. I think there are ways you can do this by just watching extra tape, spend your time a little better in evaluating and maybe asking the right questions. I never really played those kind of games. I do think, though, that part of the process is the process itself. So I wouldn't necessarily be concerned with if he beats me in rock, paper, scissors, but maybe his attitude toward that exercise, that might tell me something, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. And then I got to ask you about Justin Fields. Came out, said he's managing epilepsy. Would that change your direction one way or another on Justin Fields, or is it we've already got the scouting grade on him, he seems like he's managing it, everything's okay, you just move forward now?
I think teams have known this for quite some time. I don't think it caught him by surprise. I think that's always been factored into their evaluations. I mean, I'm going to, you know, put that one on the medical people, where they say I'm not a doctor and I haven't played one on TV, so I don't really want to get into the middle of that. I let them, they're the pros, they'll figure that out. But I know this, I would have that information a long time ago, so I don't think it's going to factor in. Anything that I've heard from the medical side of the world on this is that it can be managed and that others in his family have had it and they've grown out of it, so I can't imagine it being a giant deal.
I'm talking with the former longtime NFL executive, Randy Mueller, MuellerFootball.com. Randy, you know, as you talked about, we've already seen a bunch of trades, right? But you said earlier that you think any trades now at this point will come later. Do you think that includes the fourth pick in the draft? Do you think, I mean, I don't know if Atlanta's going to take a quarterback or not. There's a lot of people think quarterbacks are going to go 1, 2, 3. That seems very likely. Atlanta, you know, still has Matt Ryan. Obviously, he's getting old. But if they're not going to trade a quarterback, do you think there are a few teams that are waiting to see which quarterbacks go 2 and 3 before they try to trade up to 4, and ultimately there will be a fourth straight quarterback going 4?
I think that's a possibility for sure. And I'm not sure that Atlanta doesn't pick one if it's the right guy that comes to them. They obviously have these quarterbacks sequenced as well. And it all depends on what San Francisco does at three. I think that's the dilemma. I think there's still some distrust out there as to what exactly they're going to do and what their plans are. So until that happens, I don't see any other trades being made. And Atlanta is one of the pivotal spots. But I can make a case for Atlanta picking a quarterback right now. And it could be a Justin Fields if he's there. Obviously, their guy is not getting any younger. They're tied to some giant money with him right now on Matt Ryan. So I think they've got to look at every venue. And I'm sure they have a priority of if this, then this, or this. They're going to have a three-step process for sure as to how they're going to handle it when it gets to their pick number four in the first round.
Now, Randy, correct me if I'm wrong. You drafted Ted Ginn Jr., though, right?
I did, yes, in Miami.
Okay, yeah.
The ninth slot, I believe, yeah.
Yeah, and he was all of 170 pounds. Are we making too much of a deal with DeVonta Smith being 166 and change?
Well, I think they are making a big deal of it. But in fact, I said this to a guy doing another radio thing this morning. Ted Ginn, as you know, played 13 years, right? He never missed time. He was very durable. I think the only thing that the red flag is not that DeVonta Smith won't play big, or that he won't be able to get open at the NFL level or do anything that relates to his skill set, in my opinion. I think the weight or the frame is just a little bit of a red flag on durability, that's all, because it's a big man's game. And I had those same concerns about Teddy when he came out. But I just think they play stronger. These guys have been 160 pounds forever, right? It's just not like he woke up and doesn't know how to play. So I don't think it's a giant thing. I do think it's an issue just from a durability standpoint, and that sometimes is a roll of the dice. You just don't know. But I think he's going to be a really good player. He'd be my first receiver if I was picking one. I wouldn't shy away from the 166. I don't think he'll ever weigh 185, but he probably grows up and you know, grows into his frame at some point and gets close to 180.
Last thing, Randy, if you had to choose, say, you know, both are needs or whatever, Kyle Pitts, Ja'Marr Chase, who ends up being the better pro of the two?
Well, I'm picking Kyle Pitts because I'm one of the guys that I think he's a unicorn. I haven't seen any like him. I think he's not only a tight end, but he's a receiver as well. I just think he gives you so many more options. I think you can find really good receivers every year in the draft. I just haven't seen a weapon like Kyle Pitts has become. And I think he's got size. He's got speed. He catches everything. I compared him to Megatron, to be honest with you, the Lions receiver. And I think he's going to be a matchup nightmare in a lot of different ways. So I would pick Pitts over Chase if I had a choice.
Randy, great stuff, man. We appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us.
Anytime, guys. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.